CBS News. I'm Christopher Glenn. A new official figure from the Florida presidential vote recount. 65 of the 67 counties tallied, showing George W. Bush 960 votes ahead of Al Gore. Within the hour, former Secretary of State James Baker, head of the Bush Observer team in Florida, had some hard things to say about the Democrats' stance on the Florida balloting. We're live for that with CBS News reporter Lee Frank in Tallahassee.
Enough is enough, the message from Bush advisor James Baker, the former Secretary of State, saying no more recounts are needed. In his view, George W. Bush won the election.
For the good of the country and for the sake of our standing in the world, the campaigning should end.
As for confusion about punch card ballots in Palm Beach County, the Bush advisor says the overwhelming number of voters were able to understand that ballot. Live in Tallahassee, Lee Frank, CBS News. Now to correspondent Bob Fuss with the Gore campaign in Washington.
Gore campaign chairman William Daley says that contrary to what the Bush campaign is saying, the election is not over. Daley says the true and accurate will of the people must be found, and that means letting the legal process, the hand recount, and the court hearing on the confusing Palm Beach ballot go forward. The call for Gore to concede and end this is based on the assumption that Florida has indeed been won by Bush. But Gore aides point out that has not happened, and Bush's advisors saying it has doesn't make it so. Gore has his own former Secretary of State watching things in Florida, William Christopher. He's expected to hold a news conference momentarily. Live in Washington, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The election law attorney Kenneth Gross says there is no question that the Florida issues raised by the Democrats will go to court.
I see the courts grappling with all the issues that we've been looking at, the spike in votes for Buchanan in that district, all the problems with the construction of the ballot. This is a regular law case with lawyers working overtime to make a case.
The overseas ballots won't be finalized for several more days at least, and some questions have arisen over whether there were procedural errors there. Several Americans in Britain claim they received two ballots, and some, in fact, did use them to vote twice. Absentee ballots proving crucial in the U.S. Senate race in Washington State, one of several contests around the nation besides the presidency that remain undecided. KIRO Seattle reporter Dan Restione.
Incumbent Republican Slade Gorton is up 14,000 votes this morning, but returns from the traditionally Democratic Seattle area are expected to boost challenger Maria Cantwell's tally by evening. Washington Secretary of State Ralph Monroe says the final tally is still days away.
It's far from over. This election could go on for another 5 or 6 days. Pretty easily because of the number of absentees still coming in from overseas and elsewhere.
Dan Restione, CBS News, Seattle.
Wall Street still seems troubled by the uncertainty of the presidential election. Right now, the Dow Industrials down 156 points. The NASDAQ Composite is off more than 119, and the S&P 500 down 21.5. This is CBS News.
Okay, right into the camera. Give me the love. Give it to me.
You are listening to famed photographer August French as he photographs the image that will go on the label of Mystic Cliffs wine, the flavorful wines made primarily from the premium grapes of California's coastal region.
Hold that right there. Yes.
On the label is a picture of a lone tree on a cliff. August is talking to a tree.
You're beautiful. You're magic.
Mystic Cliffs, the delightful wine with the tree on the label.
Yes.
Mystic Cliffs Vineyards, Monterey, California.
As everyone knows, the only thing better than color video games on the Palm 3C handheld is getting $30 off a Kodak PalmPix camera when you buy the Palm 3C handheld. But just how do these great experiences rate in terms of historical significance? Are color video games on the Palm 3C handheld more impressive than the discovery of the Americas? Is a $30 rebate on a Kodak PalmPix camera better than the invention of penicillin? That is a stupid question, my friends, and you should be embarrassed for asking it. Those big historical things are way more important. Nevertheless, see retailers for details.
France's troubled new billion-dollar aircraft carrier is in trouble again. And as we hear from CBS News reporter Elaine Cobb, it couldn't have happened in a more ominous location, the Bermuda Triangle.
The French Navy says it can't explain what's gone wrong with the pride of its fleet, the Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier. One of the propellers hit problems overnight and had to be shut down. The ship is now running at reduced speed inside the Bermuda Triangle. That's not the only eerie element. The trouble began just hours after France celebrated the 30th anniversary of the death of the ship's namesake, former President Charles de Gaulle. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
Day after a record auction price for a Picasso painting, a Matisse has been knocked down at Sotheby's, New York for a record, over $17 million. That impressionist sale, however, failed to find buyers for a host of featured works by artists such as Degas, Van Gogh, Cézanne, and Renoir. I'm Christopher Glenn, CBS News.
Former Secretary of State James Baker, who said earlier today that the Democrats should not mount, quote, endless challenges, unquote, to the Florida ballot process and accept the result that George Bush has won election to the presidency and allow for an orderly transition. That is the Republican position. The Democrats have been saying that it's still premature, that even though the official and unofficial vote counts both show that Bush is leading Gore by a slim margin, that there is still a possibility that that might change based on ballot challenges and overseas absentee ballots that have not yet been counted. Right now, the vote count officially from the Florida Election Board tells us that Bush leads Gore by 960 votes on the basis of 65 out of 67 counties being recounted. Now, unofficially, the Bush lead is somewhat lower. According to the Associated Press tally right now, Bush is leading Gore by 327 votes. So, in any case, it's simply a three-digit margin that separates the two men. Standing by in Tallahassee is CBS News legal consultant Andrew Cohen. Andrew, there is a whole snake pit of legal issues that has to be dealt with unless one of the candidates decides to just pull the plug. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's exactly right, and I don't imagine that's going to happen anytime soon, certainly not this week, but after a bit next week, as the votes get counted, if there is a final solution, at least numerically, we may see an end to this, and I guess now we see Bill Daley walking to the podium.
Here is Bill Daley and Warren Christopher with him, and they're about to address reporters.
Regarding the ongoing vote count here in Florida, before Secretary Christopher and I leave, we'll be stopping in Nashville. As you know, our campaign has been shut down as of today, and then we're on to Washington for the weekend. As you know, the automatic recount required by Florida law is continuing. To date, that count has shown a considerable narrowing of the margin between Vice President Gore and Governor Bush. When one considers the number of ballots yet to arrive from Americans overseas, and presumably mostly men and women in the military, and it seems very clear that the outcome here in Florida remains in doubt, as it will for several more days. In addition, in the past 24 hours, three counties have granted requests to have ballots counted, hand-counted, at least on a sample basis. These requests were made because of oddities in the computer vote totals. I hope all Americans agree that the will of the people, not a computer glitch, should select our next president. The wait to get these results is frustrating. Frustrating to all of us in both campaigns, and to the American people, obviously, as well. But calls for a declaration of a victor before all the votes are accurately tabulated are inappropriate. Waiting is unpleasant for all of us, but suggesting that the outcome of a vote is known before all the ballots are properly counted is inappropriate. In addition, we continue to explore the questions of what can be done to remedy the unfairness of thousands of residents in Palm Beach County who believe they were voting for Al Gore, having those votes tabulated for Pat Buchanan or not tabulated at all. Our legal team has concluded that the ballot in Palm Beach County, it was unlawful, it was complained about on Election Day, a complaint implicitly acknowledged by the election supervisor who put out a flyer on Election Day warning about the problems. In the end, as frustrating as this wait may be, what we are seeing here is a democracy in action, a careful and lawful effort to ensure that the will of the people is done. Our other systems of government may work faster. Curtailing voters' rights may get a result that is faster, but no system of government is more just or more enduring than ours. I hope that our friends in the Bush campaign will join us in our efforts to get the fairest and most accurate vote count here in Florida. Respect for democratic principles and for the fundamental precept of our Constitution that the people should decide requires no less. I think as we move forward, it is implicit for all of us and all of those concerned that we carefully measure all of our words, recognizing the high stakes involved in these deliberations. Secretary Christopher and I would be happy now to answer a few of your questions. Yeah, Wolf.
And be vigorous in the vote.
I don't think this is bickering. This is our process that we're moving forward to. Wolf, I think we've got to see it to completion. Obviously, these hand counts, and we are encouraged that the election, at the county level, election committees are moving very quickly, one of them being even held today. And there are samples that are done first before a judgment's made whether an entire county has to be done. So they seem at a local level to be moving rather quickly. So we're all encouraged that this process is moving about as quick as it can right now. Yes, Rhea.
This is Bill Daly, the chairman of the Gork campaign, taking questions from reporters.
Well, legal experts from Florida have told us that, have indicated that they feel strongly that that it is, was an unlawful ballot, and we'll see what actions proceed out of that. Yeah. Well, my understanding is that Senator Torricelli was misquoted in that comment. And I'm not to talk to Senator Breaux. All we're trying to do is see this election be completed according to the laws, obviously. And the people of Florida, not us, are the ones who want to see this election completed according to the laws of Florida.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. With ballots recounted in 65 out of 67 Florida counties, state election officials say George W. Bush leads Al Gore by 960 votes. An unofficial Associated Press tally of all counties shows Bush ahead by just 327 votes. The Gore campaign says a concession would be premature. CBS News reporter Peter King is live in Tallahassee.
Bush campaign officials have been calling for Al Gore to concede the election. The response from Gore campaign chair William Daley.
Waiting is unpleasant for all of us, but suggesting that the outcome of a vote is known before all the ballots are properly counted is inappropriate.
Daley says the Gore campaign continues to investigate the ballot problems in Palm Beach County. Gore attorneys have called those ballots unlawful. A little while ago, Florida's elections director in a written statement said the ballots do comply with Florida's election law. Live in Tallahassee, Peter King, CBS News.
Earlier, former Secretary of State James Baker, speaking on behalf of the Bush campaign, accused the Democrats of trying to delay the inevitable.
It appears that the Gore campaign is attempting to unduly prolong the country's national presidential election through endless challenges to the results of the vote here in Florida.
Baker suggests Republicans could mount ballot challenges in other states. For the good of the country and for the sake of our standing in the world, he said, the business of an orderly transition should begin. There is still no final tally for the popular vote in California. More from correspondent David Dow.
With a mountain of absentee ballots still to be counted in California, state election officials insist it's too early to crown the winner of the presidential popular vote, much less the Electoral College winner. Spokesman Alfie Charles of the Secretary of State's office.
There are more than a million ballots in California. There are at least that many in other states. And with a 200,000 vote margin, it's still just too close to call at this point.
Although Gore carried California by a comfortable 13 percentage points, Charles says the early absentee count leaned in favor of Bush. David Dow, CBS News, Los Angeles.
Senator-elect and First Lady Hillary Rodham Clinton is adding her voice to those who want to scrap the Electoral College.
I believe strongly that in a democracy, we should respect the will of the people. And to me, that means it's time to do away with the Electoral College and move to the popular election of our president.
Any change would, of course, not affect this election. It would take years, requiring a constitutional amendment. We will hit those who hit us. Prime Minister Ehud Barak says that's the goal of Israel's new policy of preemptive strikes, like the one that killed a Palestinian militia commander yesterday. Meantime, new violence has killed four Palestinians and wounded an Israeli soldier. Right now on Wall Street, stocks are lower. The Dow Industrial's down 186 points to 10,647. The NASDAQ is down 136 to 3,063. This is CBS News.
The following is a true near-breath experience.
I was eating a feta cheese and onion salad. I leaned over to my wife and said, "Pass the pepper." She smelled my breath, gagged, then collapsed in the pita. I thought I'd lost her.
Don't cause a near-breath experience. Put bad breath to death with Eclipse Gum, now in powerful polar ice. Eclipse kills even the toughest tastes for good.
Black olives still give her flashbacks.
Eclipse, or hold your breath.
At Geico Direct, our mission is clear. Like a bunch of sugared-up 10-year-olds at a sleepover, we're wide awake all night long. Yes, 24-hour service is a lonely vigil. Waiting for your call, hitting the vending machines at midnight, but we won't be caught napping if you have a question or need to file a claim. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. 1-800-947-AUTO. Talking with a car insurance representative at 3 a.m. If that won't cure insomnia, nothing will. Geico Direct, the sensible alternative.
New Italian research indicates that nearly all men in Europe have descended from only 10 male ancestors. Correspondent Tom Rivers in London has details.
A team from Pavia University examined the Y chromosomes passed only from father to son of 1,000 volunteers. They found that almost all of them could be traced genetically to just 10 ancestral strains. And two of these lineages, thought to represent 80% of European manhood, showed up during the Ice Age. The first appeared some 40,000 years ago from Siberia. The other arrived 15,000 years later from the Middle East. Back in those days, life was tough but simple, and man was a stone axe clutching hunter-gatherer. Tom Rivers, CBS News, London.
A familiar face is reportedly leaving his TV anchor chair. CNN's Bernard Shaw tells the Associated Press he'll resign early next year to write books and spend more time with his family. Shaw joined CNN when the network signed on 20 years ago. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.
48 hours, he has not met with the news media since the day after the election. At that time, he said he expected the recount to give him the victory in Florida and thereby the overall election. He may say much of the same thing now. We will certainly want to hear if he comments on the threats of lawsuits being filed to have a revote in this Palm Beach County in Florida. And I think everyone's interested to see exactly what the man who may be our next president has to say about the controversy, which is, I think, taking over the entire country right now.
Also on the line with us is CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss. Well, we'll get back to Bob Fuss very shortly. Here is what Governor Bush has to say.
Secretary Cheney, Larry Lindsey, my chief economic advisor, Condi Rice, national security advisor, Andy Carter, you know, and Clay Johnson. There was a count on election night. And there's been a recount in Florida. And I understand there's still votes to be counted, but I'm in the process of planning in a responsible way a potential administration. There's been a series of ongoing meetings that the Secretary and I have had on a variety of subjects so that should the verdict that has been announced thus far be confirmed, we'll be ready. And I think that's what the country needs to know, that this administration will be ready to assume office and be prepared to lead. Larry, in particular, is going to talk about the markets, and Condi is going to bring us up to date on a lot of matters. There's issues in Israel right now that I'm looking forward to hearing about. And these meetings will go on for a while, and then tomorrow, the Secretary and I are going to be up at the ranch, and we'll have more meetings. And any questions you have about what's happening in Florida, I would ask you to refer those to James Baker. Secretary Baker is in charge of the process. He's doing a very good job down there, so I would ask that any questions you have about the politics of Florida, Mr. Baker can handle those questions.
Governor, generally, though, do you think it's time for Al Gore to give up?
You know, Frank, I think each candidate and each team is going to have to do what they think is best in the best interest of the country. I think in the best interest of the country, it's in our country's best interest that we plan in a responsible way a possible administration. And there's been two votes, and we're pleased with the results of the two votes.
Governor, since you seem so sure that you will win, have you given thought to resigning early as governor of Texas to give your full attention to the transition?
I am mindful that there's still votes to be counted, Tom. And I believe, as does Secretary Cheney, that the responsible course of action is to prepare. And that's what we're doing here in Austin, Texas. Taking our time, we're in a very low-key matter, preparing for a possible administration. But there's still votes outstanding.
And I understand there's still votes outstanding.
Traditionally, Governor, though, when you're in a transition period, you get the cooperation of the outgoing administration. Are you making any contact with the outgoing administration?
I think that's a little early, Frank. Right now, there's still, there's still votes to be counted.
What do you say to people who, if you take office, think you will be illegitimately taking office? What would you say to those people?
Repeat the question, please.
Some people outside, when you've seen the protesters, will say that it won't be a legitimate presidency because of how close it was. What do you say to those people?
I would say we have a constitution, and and I live by the constitution. We've had two votes counts already, and I'm pleased with what's happened. I'm sure there's going to be some people disappointed that their man didn't get in, but there's also going to be a lot of people very happy. But our job will be to unite the country, and I'm confident that Bush-Cheney administration will be able to do so in a dignified way.
You talked about that bipartisanship and being a united or not divided. What would be your first step to extend an olive branch?
I think we got to make this, get the election behind us, and then we'll be glad to explain what our strategy be. Right now, we're obviously planning in a way that I think Americans will find a responsible way. I think it's up to us to prepare the groundwork for an administration that will be ready to function on day one.
Would the cutoff date then be the tabulation of these absentee ballots? Would that be
Frank? I think you ought to.
Dean.
Dean Reynolds. You know something? It's been a long time since I've seen you. We haven't spent much quality time together. But it's good to see Sam Berman over there, too. How quickly we forget. You are Dean Reynolds?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm George W. Anyway.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, it is. I beg your pardon. What was the question again?
I'm sure.
Me too. Sorry.
No, it's November 17th when the tabulation of all the absentee ballots. Is that the cutoff date? Is that when you will figure that the election is over and these court challenges and all that can go their way?
I think, again, I'll refer you to Secretary Baker there in Florida.
Do you have any concerns about your ability to govern given that?
I think they're still counting the popular vote, and no, I don't at all. I'm looking forward to bringing this nation together. I've had a record of being somebody who can unite and reach across the partisan divide to get positive things done.
CBS News, I'm Bill Whitney. While he waits for all the votes to be counted, George W. Bush says he's getting ready to take office. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports live from Austin.
One day after his team launched sharp-tongued political attacks on Vice President Gore's tactics, Bush is trying to present what his father might call a kinder, gentler image. Reporters were invited in to see a subdued and serious Bush planning to be president.
It's in our country's best interest that we plan in a responsible way a possible administration.
While his advisors softened their tone, too, they warned that Gore's team is leading the country down, as one top aide put it, a slippery slope by demanding ballot recounts and reviews. Live with the Bush campaign in Austin, Barry Bagnato, CBS News.
Al Gore's running mate, Joe Lieberman, in an interview for the CBS Evening News, told correspondent Dan Rather there should be no rush to resolution.
It's got to end right. The votes of all the people who voted have to be counted right. And it's worth a little time to do that.
I'm Bob Fuss, live in Washington, where Vice President Al Gore has returned to wait to see what happens next. The tone from the Gore campaign has definitely softened a bit, just as the rhetoric from the Bush camp is less confrontational than a day ago. But Gore political operatives who have pretty much moved en masse to Florida are making clear they do not consider this race over and have no intention of pulling back from demands to examine those Florida ballots, because they believe chances are quite good the ultimate result could be Gore becoming president. Phil?
Al Gore emerged this afternoon for a game of touch football with his family on the grounds of the vice president's mansion in Washington. Reporters shouted questions about the election, but all they got was play-by-play.
It's tied up.
Is that good news?
Mr. Vice President, do you have anything to say to the American people, sir? Sir, do you have anything to say?
Hut 1, Hut 2.
An updated tally in New Mexico shows Gore leading Bush by only about 100 votes. CBS News had estimated the state's 5 electoral votes would go to Gore. Now that estimate is withdrawn because it's just too close to call. Another wrinkle with those overseas absentee ballots, CBS News correspondent Tom Rivers reports from London.
About 6 weeks ago, Elaine Gately, a Florida registered voter and civilian worker at a U.S. Air Force base here, received her absentee ballot. But then, 2 weeks later, she received another one.
I went to work and was, I just happened to mention it to one of my coworkers, and my coworker said, well, I received two also.
She says two of her colleagues actually sent back two completed ballots each. Of the four Floridians she knows of on the base, who she says were mailed two ballots, Gately says all of them were registered in different counties. Tom Rivers, CBS News, London.
After 3 weeks of diving in the Barents Sea, Russian naval experts say they're no closer to learning what destroyed the nuclear submarine Kursk. The salvage operation ended with just 12 bodies of the 118 crew members recovered. Bad day on Wall Street. The Dow down 231, the NASDAQ down 171. This is CBS News.
Look, Eddie, that's Sheila and Peter outside. What brings them here?
Oh, I invited them for dinner.
What? You always knew Campbell's was good. You just didn't know how good. I've got to delay them. This couch ought to barricade the door.
Relax, I'm cooking.
Now make a meal with Campbell's in less than 20 minutes.
I brown chicken, add Campbell's cream of mushroom soup, water, and bingo, a delicious dinner.
Get more recipes on campbellsoup.com. Dinner was such a surprise. Sheila, you have no idea. Campbell's, mm-mm, good.
The holidays are about upon us, and your nose hair is still growing. Hi, I'm Richard Tallheimer, founder of The Sharper Image. Maybe you're laughing, but our sleek, motorized turbo groomer is one of our most popular products. It comfortably trims your nose and your hair, so you look great. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. The Turbo Groomer, only from The Sharper Image. See it online at sharperimage.com or one of our stores, or call 1-800-344-4444.
The University of California, which runs the Los Alamos nuclear lab under contract with the government, says workers have been disciplined for security lapses, but no one's been fired. This follows a review of the episode last spring when two computer hard drives with classified information disappeared from a vault, then mysteriously resurfaced behind a copy machine. A slap on the wrist for Tiger Woods. He'll have to pay a fine of $50,000 to the Screen Actors Guild because during the six-month actors' strike against advertisers, Woods made a non-union commercial for Buick. At the time, Woods said, I have relationships to uphold with my sponsors. This is in no way a stance against the union. Fidel Castro will be extradited to the United States to face murder charges. It's not the Fidel Castro. It's a U.S. citizen with the same name as the Cuban leader. This Fidel is believed to be a member of Chicago's Latin Kings gang. He fled to Mexico after the murder of a rival gang member in April of last year. I'm Bill Whitney, CBS News.